When me and Scarlett decided to do this exhibit about a year ago, we started investigating some of the different issues we were interested in. I found out about how the poultry workers were treated. Predominantly, the immigrant, non-documented immigrants are treated in the poultry plants in the United States. One of my pieces depicts people in a very sculptural style, sort of scrunched up and squirming and trying to get out of these cages, which is what I always think of when I'm driving down the road and see chickens in cages. I'm very uncomfortable anytime I see that. And in hearing and studying, I read some books and a lot of reports, and over these same issues came up about how these immigrants, when they get to work, they're just sort of trapped. They don't get bathroom breaks. It's especially difficult for women that are pregnant. And so this is what just sort of a vision that came to my mind. I guess I feel particularly like this is particularly important because it's happening not, you know, like somewhere way far off. It's happening like a few miles from us, you know. And I think that it's important for me to think about things in terms of that way because I am white and I often think about things from my own point of view. So me and Scarlett as well, we're trying to challenge ourselves to think about things from other people's point of view and how it would look if I was an immigrant in the United States and how things would look kind of skewed as far as supporting and accepting me.
How did you and Scarlett meet and how did you come to realize that you guys were going to work together on a show?
She did an exhibit about women in jail about a year ago and I met her then and I thought if she can get all this together, she'd be a great person to do an exhibit. Plus, we both felt very strongly about jail. You know, we both had family members that have been in jail and friends and people I've known in jail and about helping support the people that are in jail. And she did all these beautiful portraits of the people in jail. And my work in that exhibit was collage, a little more collage. And my work is representational as Scarlett's, which is another reason I thought we'd be a good balance for each other. Because in our current exhibit, she has all these beautiful, 7 feet tall pictures of that she's drawn and used mixed media on of these immigrants. So to me, when you're sort of doing something conceptual that you want people to sort of picture, and then you have, you know, actual realistic drawings of immigrants, it to me just all goes together.
The next show up at Stage 18, which you're curating, is Decadent Chemistry, and it's a juried show with a bunch of different artists. I'd love to hear a little bit more about how that's coming together and what we can expect.
Well, there's 38 artists. I was so thrilled at all of the entries I got. What I saw over and over in the work that was, me and the committee saw over and over in the work was a lot of abstract work and a lot of these beautiful, beautiful either photographs or drawings or paintings of women and women in very strong positions and very powerful positions from the community. We're very lucky that we have a lot of women artists and a lot of strong women artists in this area. Then there's also going to be all these beautiful abstracts, some a little representational, a lot of abstracts. And I personally, that's one of my favorite styles is abstracts because of the emotions it evokes. And you look at it over and over and keep seeing new things. I look at it over and over and keep seeing new things. And they're small works. All of them will be 16 or 16 or less. And I also have one very talented person that's a jeweler, Valeria, that's going to be bringing her jewelry. She's a local jewelry artist. So I'm really excited about that. That's not something that we normally have. And it just should be really fun and interesting. There's actually work from all over the state. It's not just... And I've been really excited. They've been dropping off their work at my house, if they need to come early. And it's all really beautiful.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me.